Susie rung me last year, she did, and told me she had these tumours on the brain. And anyway, she'd done a bit of chemo, and by the end of the year, it seemed to be coming away pretty good. And then she rung me back again the start of this year and said how they'd popped up again. Yeah, in a very short period of time, she went downhill and, yeah, lost the battle, eh?
Very sad, and of course really hurting the family and her children as well. Five children, all under the age of 18, I believe. Just how much did that sort of affect you as a school bus driver?
Yeah, no, it's the kids are just lovely kids. They're a very close family, and it was very touching. Even going to the hospital to see Susie up there, and her biggest wish was she would see the youngest one, young Evie, start school next year. And yeah, that just didn't happen. So little things like that make it very hard, you know.
Tell me about the idea you came up with to bring the community together and rally for the Matthews family.
I don't even know, Tom. One day I just had a brainstorm. They're just a ordinary family, working class family, and I just thought, how about I just organise a couple of the parents on the bus who have got cattle and that, they might donate a beast, you know. And I was hoping for about, I don't know, 10 little weaners, you know. And the more people I rang, I never got any negativity. So I just kept ringing, and I thought I'll keep ringing until someone knocks me back. But fortunately, no one knocked me back. So I just kept ringing and probably rung over 50 to 60 people.
It's really snowballed. Tell me a bit about some of the cattle that have been sold so far. Just how much has been raised?
Yeah, well, we had the main sale last Friday, and there was 32 mixed, like, weaners and even up to bigger steers. They come back at $43,000, and previously some of the graziers, just to work in with their schedule, they sent cattle in earlier to some of the fat sales, and there was about a dozen come in previously, and they come back at about $12,000. So we've got about $60,000 just in cattle sales, and then I've got about another 20-odd people that have pledged paying the average or a donation. So, yeah, it's still to be all decided, but yeah, it's getting up there, maybe 80,000, I don't know.
Were you blown away by the support?
Massively, mate. It was just the response you get from some people, you know, because I know a lot of these people, but not real personally, you know, and the response was just unreal. It was I tried to talk to the women folk mainly, because they always got the sympathetic ear, whereas the fellas can be a bit blasé. But even some of the fellas, yeah, they were wonderful in their response. And there was no hesitancy in any of it, and they just gave without any question, you know.
I just spoke to a grazier's wife from Balfe's Creek in the canteen there, and she said they had no idea about the family story but were really keen to get involved and donate a beast. Is that sort of exemplary of the Charters Towers community? It's really quite incredible to see them coming together like this.
And that's it, Tom. A lot of these people didn't know the Matthews family, and that in itself just told you how giving a lot of the people are, you know. And yeah, again, I was just blown away by the response.
92, 92, 92, 93, 94, 94, 95. Brent Williams from Nutrien Charters Towers. Dick Pugh from Ingler approached us in regards to the fundraiser. The kids of Peter Matthews was on his school bus, and he felt like it was necessary to get involved and do something for a family that needed it. Yeah, so he came and approached us and managed to rally 27 graziers on Friday to donate 32 head.
Fantastic stuff. What was the camaraderie like around the sale last Friday?
It was good. Everyone accepted it well, and it's probably shown true bush spirit of family in need, that everyone comes along and helps. So it was great to see, and 32 head yarded from approximately $43,000. So plenty more donations to come, but hopefully it definitely helps the family.
And what was the response of the gentleman who's been assisted by this and his children?
He was definitely overwhelmed and shocked. He probably wasn't expecting it coming on Friday and see that. I think Dick told him he might have sold one head, so 32 on the day was pretty good.
And you're expecting a bit more to roll in?
Definitely. We've had a few people sold prior to Friday, and a few donations still to roll in, so it's going to be tremendous, and I'd like to, we'll see what the outcome is in a few weeks.
probably a lot of people who don't want to be dobbed in for this, particularly the people who've donated cattle themselves, but also the yards themselves have actually donated all the fees and charges they usually put on to the sale of cattle.
Yeah, that's correct. So Charters Towers Regional Council donated their fees, and Phillips and Holding have managed to donate their hay and whatever for a week, and ourselves being Nutrien, we donated our commission and whatever else back into it. So no, it's definitely good to see.